want to be a top quality CEO or one that's considered, you need to have the experience that what you took part in during your career is getting experience over here, over here, over here, just to know enough or to be valuable to know a lot about the different areas of your credit union. So when you are that leader, you can, you know the situations.
Yeah, and again, I certainly wasn't an expert in anything.
Of course, you don't have to be.
But I knew enough,
right,
that when I did get an opportunity to be in a much senior leadership position, mm-hmm, I understood the basics and then trusted my expert to say, you know, that sounds good. Go do that. Right. And of course, you know, people are always afraid of failure. Okay. You know, and people would come to me and say, well, Larry, what if I screw up? And I said, well, guys, look, there's nothing that you can mess up that we can't fix.
Right. Oh, good. I like that.
So you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want you to go out there and break things intentionally.
No.
Okay. But guess what? We learn, Mike, not by doing things right. We learn when we make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where the real learning comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
And so to give people opportunities to be replaceable and learn and grow,
mm-hmm,
that's what can make an organization extremely vibrant and can pay huge dividends, because guess what? Now Mike doesn't want to leave because he can't wait to see what Larry's going to give him to do next.
Yeah.
And that then keeps the loyalty within the organization. And what you're doing is you're building a cadre of people that should something happen, either untimely or they just decide, you know what, there's another opportunity. Here, for example, when I took the CEO's position at Arkansas Federal,
mm-hmm,
Jeff wasn't worried at SACU because I had two people in the wings. One of them took my job. They didn't miss a beat.
Nice.
Because I wasn't irreplaceable. I was training people below me, and they were training people below them,
mm-hmm,
and they were training people below them, so that there was this natural progression available. That doesn't mean you're guaranteed the job. That doesn't mean that the people that I was training, I mean, Jeff could have hired anybody,
right,
to be the lending officer, but he chose somebody internally. My board could have chosen anybody to come run Arkansas Federal Credit Union. Very nice position.
Yeah.
But they hired from inside because we had some qualified candidates.
Right.
The key is to prepare the people and let them understand fully why you're preparing them. Don't just say, I need you to do this. No. Actually do some coaching. Actually have a sit down with them with a smile on your face,
mm-hmm,
not to talk about how come they didn't make their lending number,
mm-hmm,
or how come the penetration in the branch checking account is 3% below the goal. That's for a different time.
Right.
No, have a meeting with them and coach them and explain to them why you want them to do this and how it's going to benefit both them,
yeah,
and the organization, and get their buy-in. And once you get that, now the organization is postured to just absolutely take off.